From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's Troy Burchett and his band.
Well, my hands get sweaty, knees get weak. You walk in like I can't even speak. Feel the room, baby, catch my eye. Lord, I can't say why, just something about you. Well, it's that pretty smile, lovely eyes, the way you light me up inside. Pain stare, playful glare, the way you hold me and you whisper goodbye. Oh, baby, words can't describe what you do, just something about you. Hey, Phil, hey! Butterflies when you come around, looks like a time I get lost in your eyes. I can't say what it is, just something about you. Well, it's that pretty smile, lovely eyes, the way you light me up inside. Faint stare, playful glare, the way you hold me and you whisper goodbye. Oh, baby, words can describe what you do. Something about you. Hey! About you. Well, it's that pretty smile, lovely eyes, the way you light me up inside. Faint stare, playful glare, the way you hold me and you whisper goodbye. Oh, baby, words can describe what you do. Something about you. Take me on, Phil!
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. Red Barn Radio has been broadcasting for 18 seasons now, and tonight is our 688th live concert performance. How about that? Pretty cool. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Troy Burchett and his extremely large band. Burchett's emotional lyrics and controlled Elvis-esque vibrato or pure country. After years of honing his craft in Nashville, Burchett's style and sound has fully developed. Hey folks, welcome Troy Burchett and his band to the Red Barn stage. Give him a hand.
Mm-hmm.
jumps in, flashes that smile, blows me away with the grace and style, makes me feel like I'm the only man. Taste of your lips, smell of your skin, pops me up again and again. It's like gasoline and fire. Well, come over, last that mile, roll no dive. Buckle up, it's a bumpy ride. Lay back, lean into the curb, then on the metal and away we go. Where we stop, the Lord only knows. Yeah, my girl.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Troy Burchett. Here's Brad.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, great to have you all with us this evening on Red Barn Radio. Our guest is Troy Burchett, and he's here with his band. Troy and at least a couple members of the band are from Prestonsburg, and that might be a good starting point.
I was born and raised in Prestonsburg.
Troy Burchett.
My father was a pastor of a church, and I came up, you know, singing gospel music, playing gospel music on Sundays, became the worship leader in our church, and my mother was a singer. But Prestonsburg is a great little town. It's got friendly people. You're going to meet people that really care. They'll talk to you. They try to help you. We have a lot to offer. We have the Mountain Arts Center. A friend of mine, Les Stapleton, is the mayor. Trying to bring more stuff to Prestonsburg. We're trying to build more business. A good friend of mine, Samantha Johnson, is the tourism director in Prestonsburg, and I actually get to sing some for the tourists that come through there. We bring busloads through and show them the town, and they have dinner, and I get to sing some songs for them, and we have a great time. I actually tell jokes, but I was banned from telling any jokes tonight, so.
All I could find calm at the bottom of a bottle. Wash my troubles away in a misty, misty haze. Baby, just go numb. Don't feel a thing. But there's some things, Mr. Daniel, can't wash away. Baby, who's to blame? But anything we're saving, same. That we end up this way. You get the house and the keys. I take these memories with me. Baby, who's to blame? Baby, no one but me.
I said my father was a pastor of a church, and he had a church in Pikeville. It's not too far from Prestonsburg, and there's some good people there too, and it's growing rapidly, actually. While in church every week, I became one of the worship leaders and learned to play music, actually, at the church, and my mother sung. So music was something I really loved. But to be frank, I didn't fit in a lot. I was a loner most of my young life. My dad brought home a guitar and gave me, and so to me, music became therapy. I had different issues, visual issues that held me back somewhat. And I can speak from that point of view. You can sit back and, like I've told you earlier, I used to watch this show and dream about being on this show. So you can make any dream come true if you're willing to work for it. So music was that for me. I could dream and I could write these songs even about beautiful ladies. Every word of every song I write has a meaning, has a purpose for it. It's not just words to me. Even though it may sound like it's rocking, to me that story, and I can tell you the place I wrote every song.
Huh.
But Pikeville was the place the church was at. And when I was a kid, Pikeville wasn't nearly as big as it is now, but it's grown rapidly. It's got the Expo Center now. There's so much going on down there that we're hoping, you know, that people are going to see there's more to it than just the coal.
Let's take one more drive out beneath the stars tonight. Maybe one more walk down by the lake. Cuddle up, baby, and stay all night. Just hold each other till the morning light. And if I could turn back time, if I could change your mind, if I could bring back beauty one more time. If I could make you see, honey, what you mean to me. If I could make you love me one more time. Let's take one more dance out on this floor tonight. Maybe one more kiss neath all these lights. I hold my hand so tight, whisper you love me. Love me one more time before you leave. And if I could turn back time, if I could change your mind, if I could bring back yesterday one more time. And if I could make you see, honey, what you mean to me. If I could make you love me one more time. If I could change your mind, if I could bring back yesterday one more time. And if I could make you see, honey, what you mean to me. If I could make you love me one more time.
Finished high school. After high school, what did you do?
Be frank with you again, I didn't finish high school in the traditional sense. I had some issues that held me back visually. I have 2200 vision. I'm considered legally blind. So what I did is went some years of high school and didn't work out. So then I finished my GED and went to college. As I got older, I realized, you know, I needed to really do something with my life. And so people told me that I couldn't. So then I had to prove them wrong. So I spent 5 years at BSCTC, and I met some good friends there. These people taught me a lot about music. Actually, what happened, they had a campus band, and I loved music. And I didn't really play, you know, that much out. And they had auditions. So I thought, what have I got to lose? Why not try out? So I did. I thought, they're never going to hear from them. A couple weeks later, I got a letter in the mail, and I had made the Big Sandy Singers. And so for 5 years, I traveled with them. We did 60, 70 shows per year, traveled all over, sung for governors and senators and different things, and so really got me into that. And
what is the Big Sandy Singers?
Laura Ford Hall dreamt up this group. It's a college group for BSCTC, Big Sandy Community and Technical College. And she thought that she could take people from the college going to school, which motivated me, because I love singing, to make sure my GPA was high enough to stay in that group, because I didn't want to lose that spot. You had to try out every year, and every year they decided to pick so many people to be on that group, and I made it 5 different seasons. So, and you traveled and played for the school, did benefits, banquets, dinners, fundraisers, whatever the school needed, and we got to meet some of the Judds and different people like that. And
oh.
So at the Expo Center, had fun, had a great time.
This old house was new, back when there was me and you. But some things are hard to hold. The walls could use a coat, and the floors, they're just old. And no one visits anymore, and no one lives there anymore. They've all taken different roads. It's just not home anymore. If these walls they could cry, put out all the lies no one knows. If these floors they let go of the stories that they hold, so many ghosts, voices from the past, shadows on the glass, where love goes. And the air is still and musky. Your time so takes its toll. The glass is stained and broken. Your screen is barely holding. And no one lives here anymore. The fields have grown and dusty. Oh, but I'm right where you left me. Lord, just hanging on. If these walls they could cry, put out all the lies no one knows. If these floors they let go of the stories that they hold, so many ghosts, voices from the past, shadows on the glass, where love goes.
Spent time with the Singers, did you actually go to
to Nashville?
I did. I had spent 5 years with the Singers, and we traveled and sung a lot, and so I really got to be on the Mac stage, sing for, gosh, I think we had 1,000 people at one time. We sung for presidential candidate George Edwards. Ah. So I got built up this confidence, like, well, I can do this. I can really make this happen. So I thought, I am going to go to Nashville for a while and see what I can do, and I did. And unfortunately, at that time, it wasn't all I'd hoped it would be. I got to do a lot of things, tried out for TV shows. There's so many people in Nashville. I did get to go to Dark Horse Studios here recently and record a CD with some great, great people. So I'm very pleased, and I've come a long way. So,
what had you hoped Nashville would be that it wasn't?
Like any young man, you want to be a star. You know, I wanted to be that star I saw on TV every week, whoever it would be, Hank Williams or Billy Ray Cyrus, whoever. Actually, a good friend of mine, Bobby Cyrus, helped me get into Nashville, into the recording studio, and do this CD. Those people that I dreamed about, I got to meet some of them and got to become friends with them, and I'm very honored and blessed. He put a word in for me to get to do it, but he stuck his neck out for me, and that means a lot.
You grew a lot down there.
Learned a lot of lessons.
There were some disappointments. Yeah, what are some of the lessons that you learned down there?
I learned you can't take a small amount of money and make it last for a long period of time. Hey, that wasn't a joke now, baby. I'm good.
There's a good one.
I'm good. Please don't hurt me.
It's a good one for all of us.
But I spent some time in Nashville, and I wanted to get to check out the scenes and play in some of the clubs and different things like that, and went to the Ryman, and I didn't become that star I wanted to become. When I came home, I wrote a lot of songs about that experience. You know, I write songs about things I've loved, lost, what I've lived, experienced. To me, that's what music is. It's not just a bunch of words put together in a pattern. If it is, it's not really going to touch anybody. I got to go and sing for Billy Walker before he passed away. And while I was there, I got to meet the guy that wrote the songs for Buck Owens. And he told me the best advice I'd ever had. He said, "Son, if you want a good song, you got to write something people can feel and live. If you can't write that, then you're just wasting your time."
You got your fleas, I got a woman I can't please. Move over, rubber. I came home about 2:45. She was there waiting for me. Move over, rubber. You got a relate for the light.
Move over, move over, rubber.
You got your ticks, you got your fleas, I got a woman I can't please. Move over, rubber. Come on, rubber.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Troy Burchett and his band, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Troy Burchett after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.